You know, the Beverly Hillbillies, if you're old enough to know what that is, would have you believe that Texas tea is oil. Little did they not know that Texas tea is none other than this delicious red canned delicacy called Dr. Pepper. This is real Texas tea. And I shouldn't be showing it because I'm like, oh, I'm on a diet, I'm losing weight and whatnot. And here I am drinking a Dr. Pepper. You know what? Tough. I gotta have my Dr. Peppers. So what's up, man? What's up, everybody? It's great to be here on this Monday evening. Very eventful Monday, I should say. Today, once again, published. I mean, you know, it's going to come down and people are going to start thinking that I know about podcasting. It's the craziest thing. I mean, I don't want to give that impression, but I mean, just get published here and there, you know, article here, article there, article everywhere. I don't know how it works. No, seriously, though, I did have a new article published today, and it is about turning laughter into downloads. So, you know, I do kind of fancy myself to be a fairly funny guy. I mean, I'm not a comedian. I hate I'm not going to try to steal that moniker because I haven't earned that moniker. I always felt that the title comedian kind of goes beyond just someone that makes others laugh, but it's someone that's paid their dues in the comic space or in the comic arena. And while, yeah, I've been on stage once or twice, I haven't paid my dues. All of my sets, they've killed. I've never bought. No, I'm kidding. No. But the thing is, I don't believe I've ever earned that. And I have the utmost respect for those people that do earn the moniker comedian. And, you know, you don't even have to be big time. You don't have to be like a star. You don't have to have your own Netflix special or HBO special or whatever it may be to be a comedian. You know, I know a lot of folks that I consider comedians that are still on the local circuit, but they're putting in their time. They're putting in their work. They're putting in their effort. They're getting the laughs and they're doing what needs to be done to earn that title of comedian. And again, I have the utmost respect for each and every one of them out there that continues that very long, very hard, it takes a lot of dedication to fulfill that grind. And I tip my hat to each and every one of you. So I did write the article today, though, using laughter to get downloads on your podcast. One of the things that I seem to think, and maybe I'm wrong, maybe you can correct me, or you can just agree, because I like it when people agree with me. That's kind of cool. Is that some podcasts tend to take themselves just a little too seriously. Now, if you know me or you've known me over the years via my podcast or even just over the few months that I've been coming on here each and every night, you know that I don't take myself too seriously. It's just one of those things that I don't have a lot of patience for being serious. I hate it. I hate being serious all the time. Now, I understand there are times when you have to be serious, but on the inside, even during those times, I'm probably cracking a joke. So I think that a lot of folks could find more success with their podcast if they were just able to relax a little bit more and crack some jokes, expose themselves, you know, show some of the crazy thoughts that might be going through your mind. Show your weird perspective on certain things. And it's so easy to avoid doing that because we're afraid someone's going to judge us. They're going to go, oh, what do you think, you're a comedian? Who's this guy think he is? What is that, velvet? You know, if you get that reference, I'm sorry. But I just used it on my wife a minute ago. You had to be there, see? And that's one of the things that every one of us is afraid of encountering is a you had to be there moment. And I mentioned that in my article. And you can avoid these simply by just painting clear pictures in your jokes. And I think if we're good communicators and we're good podcasters, we're already painting these nice, clear, concise images in the minds of our listeners. So why not take an opportunity to make it just a tad more interesting by twisting that, putting a different spin on it, catching them off guard, hitting them with a little punchline here and there. But don't forget that setup. A lot of us want to tell that punchline and there ain't even no setup. Kind of like what I just did with the guess you had to be there. It's not funny at all. So anyhow, that was my article for today. You guys can check that out in the Podcast Business Journal. Of course, there's also a link to it on my Facebook page. I need to get a link to it on the Readily Random Facebook page. I think you can find it on Instagram. All my social media channels will have it. If they don't have it already, I need to do an inventory this evening and see exactly where that stands. But I think you'll get a kick out of it. I tried to throw a little humor in the writing and also kind of get the point across. So hopefully I did that at least. So another big thing, man, big news. As the name of this episode is Podfestation. I am going to Podfest in less than a month. Podfest. Don't you wish you could edit these live videos? What do they need? I need live editing, like on the fly. Podfest is coming up in Orlando next month, March 5th, 6th, and 7th, I believe it is. Or is it 6th, 7th, and 8th? There we go. It's 6th, 7th, and 8th. I'm heading to Orlando on Thursday, and I'll be coming back on Sunday. But it's going to be one heck of a good time. A lot of the fellow podcasters that I'm familiar with, they're going to be there. Many folks that aren't going to make it to Podcast Movement later this year are going to be there. And, you know, I'm going to be a both, just kind of in demand. You know, I gotta make appearances. I got to make appearances where my audience demands it. No, I'm just kidding. But no, I want to attend both. And I got lucky because, you know, Podcast Movement's in Dallas. And for some folks that aren't here in Dallas, they don't have that benefit of being able to sleep at the house and then drive to the event. They have to fly in, get hotels, all, you know, and it turns into a big deal. So I'm lucky this year that I can take the allocated resources for Podcast Movement, and I was able to reallocate them to Podfest in less than a month's time. So, and that's something else. I'm pretty new to the conference scene, but what I've seen, and I saw it last year too, because I wasn't going to go to Podcast Movement last year, and I changed fairly late in the game. I changed my mind. But I find that the closer we get to these events, a lot of times the hotel becomes more readily available the closer we are. Now, I don't know if hotels block off large, like half floors of rooms or something for an event or whatever it may be, and then release them as the event gets closer. I don't know how they do it. But I know for Podcast Movement, there was no hotel available the first time I went and looked. Now, I could have stayed at a sister hotel or a Motel 6 down the street or something, but that ain't my type of hype. If I'm there for a conference, I want to be there at the same place because, you know, I just want to be able to roll out of bed, go get some grub, roll over to the first session, whatever it may be, hang out, whatever it is. But I wanted to be there in the facility. And it's the same way with Podfest. I wanted to make sure that I stayed at the Orlando World Marriott. Looks pretty cool. Looks like a really, really cool destination spot. Looks very big. So I'm happy that I'll be getting in Thursday early. So if you're going to be there as well, I get in Thursday. I think I'm leaving Dallas. My flight leaves at 6:45, but it was the least expensive. So I'll be getting in, I think, 10:30-ish, something like that. Thursday morning, and then unable to check into the hotel till 4 p.m. So I'll have some time to kill. So I'll be in the lobby. Odds are I'll be podcasting or I'll be doing other podcast related fun activities, hopefully meeting people, hanging out, having some grub here and there. But I definitely plan on doing an episode from the lobby because what else am I going to do? So what I may end up doing is just turning on the live feed and just hanging out. I don't know. Odds are I'll get there. I'll be swamped with media requests. And I'm just like, everybody, please. No one's going to talk to me. No one will even know that I'm there. Except for the hat. I will have the hat on and the hoodie. You can bet I'll be branded, baby. Got some new business cards just for this event. So I'm excited about that. Of course, all they are is the shield. You know, the shield that we've all grown to know and love, like we see here on our mic flag. and in the bottom corner of the screen here. So that's it, man. That's my gig tonight. I'm going to hang out, get caught up on a few things. Also have a new episode dropping tomorrow morning. New episode of the podcast goes live 5 a.m. and it is with Mr. Bill Bice. And Bill has some great advice for us as far as building your network out and extending your reach. And he was a great guest. I really appreciate everything that he contributed to the discussion, which was most of everything. And it was just a great honor to have him on. And I'm looking forward to sharing that episode with each and every one of you. Highly recommend you check that out. First thing in the morning, it's going to drop at 5. You can get it when you get up. It's going to be there, you know, or you can download it later. It don't matter. It's going to be there. It's going to be there. And of course, I'll share it out on social media as well. So check that one out. And of course, 10 minutes in, it's going to be out there too. Check this one out. So anyhow, y'all take care. I'm going to get out of here. I got some editing to do for this episode. And then we'll do it again tomorrow. Y'all be cool. Thanks so much. Look at my clicker. Look when I make mistakes. Probably irritating. See ya.